Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Dr. Ann Lamprou.
Here to answer your medical questions, your training, and also your holistic questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Gavin.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by SCOE 10X. It is the best odor eliminator you will find out there. I highly recommend it. For urine, feces, vomit, and even skunk odor. You can find it at SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Don't forget Lick and Lap for your cats. If you want a great snack for them, I guarantee you they will fall in love with you over and over again with Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Good Pets food, supplements, and treats. They teamed up with us, Talkin' Pets, to give you 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com for your dogs. Also, don't forget Colette Tours. Next year, going to Italy. 1-800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009. You can find out more information at talkinpets.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
Get off your sled and go to bed. Don't you ever tire. Throw a bone, I'm finally home. Curled up by the fire. Snow is falling from the sky like ashes from an urn. Sweet dreams, my little one. Now it's my turn. Well, Christmas is going to the dog.
Well, happy holidays to everybody out there. It is that time of year, and I don't know, I feel like I blinked my eyes, and all of a sudden it's next year already.
Yeah, almost.
It really is. I mean, it's gone by quick.
Well, you know, December always was a tough month for me because it's like, okay, I got to figure out all the presents to give everybody. Where did I put them? And figure out the business, because my business was January to December 31st, so I had to get all the books done. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is, it's tax time, too, and, you know, that's coming up. And, yeah. So what are you doing for the holiday, Miss Kayla?
Staying home.
Yeah, well, me too. Dr. Ann?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to New York City this time, that's for sure. I went last year, and it was snowing and ice all over the place, and I had to put so many clothes on that I felt like the little Michelin guy.
My niece Sarah is out there right now with her family. And my friend Scott's out there, and that's what they said. It is so cold. Why are we here?
Yeah.
It's also cold here, though.
Yeah, it's cold. It's cold for us, though. It is cold for us.
Okay. My lemon tree was not very happy with the cold the other day. I should have covered it. All the other plants are doing fine so far. I haven't had to cover plants.
So everybody across the country in the northern regions that's listening to you right now are going, wah, wah, wah.
I know. No, I'm just saying.
Hey, we have to pay for those 110-degree temperatures during the summer. So when we get a cool off like this, it's actually kind of nice.
I go, yay, except the light is gone so much of the day now. We have good weather, and we have short days.
What state would you say probably has the best weather year-round?
Hawaii.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that one, maybe. But but I think California, San Diego, best weather.
And I get to go there next year for the Holistic Conference.
Are you really?
Yay. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
So the big Holistic Conference is going there?
Every year. Since 1983, there's been an American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association, just like AVMA. And like AMA, AVMA, AHVMA, and we've been having meetings since 1983 in Austin, Texas.
So now it's San Diego.
Now it's San Diego again, yeah.
Well, everybody's listening to you out there now on KCBQ, AM and FM. So,
In October. It's going to be October. It better not interfere with my music conference.
Lord forbid. Dr. Ann's got a rock.
Well, it interfered this year. It was in Florida this year, and I couldn't go because it was my husband's 69th birthday.
Wow.
And I had, you know, things to do.
I could actually say, wow, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I'm married young. I married a baby.
Not by much. Michaela, you got a long way to go
I'm
to get up.
I'm not talking chronological.
Well, okay. Hope he's not listening. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. The doctor is in, Dr. Ann, and she can answer your questions. If you got a medical question about your pets, maybe something to do like with the cold temperatures up north. I mean, dogs' paws, you know, the salt that people throw down on the sidewalks, that's tough on animals.
Very bad on them, yes. You have to rinse their feet. I'm not sure about cold weather treatment for animals. I haven't been cold weather since 1980.
It's cold out here now. Come on. It's going down into the 50s.
Right. It gets cold where I live.
Yeah, she goes in Wesley Chapel.
It's not as bad as it used to, but definitely knock on your hoods before you start
car. Definitely.
Please.
There's so many animals that climb into cars, and not just cats.
No.
I mean, you might find raccoons up there. You might find squirrels up there, whatever, just to get out of the elements of the cold. And they'll climb up into your engines, and then when you start your engine, that's not a good thing.
And in South Florida, you have to be really careful when it gets colder because you could get hit in the head with a falling iguana.
Yeah, yeah. They get cold very easy. Yeah.
And then they go into a stupor because they're cold-blooded, and they go, it's too cold for me, I can't move, and then plop.
Well, people think that they're dead because they fall out of trees, the iguanas. I mean, it's been carried nationally all over the country now. They talk about it, you know, in South Florida about these, you know, reptiles basically out there and then gets cold and then they just drop right out. Surprised they don't, like, kill themselves.
Well, you know, they might wrench a shoulder or something.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, that's what I meant by the fall, not by holding a razor blade or something like that. But, so, I mean, that's some of them fall out of really big trees. That's a good drop.
Yeah, it can be. It can be for the iguanas.
Well, have you ever worked on an iguana at your...
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I was going to be a zoo veterinarian.
What was wrong with the iguana?
Oh, God, that was in Ledoux age, the 80s. Probably calcium deficiency from improper feeding.
Oh.
And
I find that to be a problem with a lot of people that want to get, like, an exotic animal, an exotic pet, like a reptile or a snake or, you know, something like that. And they don't do their homework, so they're not sure. Even the littlest of things could actually affect that creature that they're not aware of.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about the lion that came into the vet school at Auburn that they had fed those little wieners in the... What were the little sausage wiener things?
They call them pigs in the blankets,
Vienna
but that's
sausages,
not.
That's all the poor lion got fed, and it had such. It had. Oh, I don't even want to think about it. That poor lion.
Like chemical deficiencies and everything like that within its body.
It had no calcium in that, and so its bones did not form correctly. Its pelvic cavity compressed. It was so constipated. But it didn't poop until it got into the owner's car.
Nice. Then they need the SCOE 10X, that's for sure. But that's like cats. They have to have taurine in their diet.
Oh, taurine is really important. You can't feed cats dog food only. They have an amino acid that's not in dog food enough for them. Yes.
And they could die from not having the taurine, right?
Yes, but it's really rare nowadays that I know of.
Another thing, too, with the holidays being here, xylitol.
Oh, xylitol in chocolate candies will kill a dog. It'll kill their liver. Their pancreas doesn't know that xylitol... We don't absorb xylitol and think it's a sugar, but dogs' livers do, and or their pancreas does, and their pancreas freaks out, puts all kinds of insulin into the bloodstream, their blood sugar drops to zero, and then they have chocolate toxicity on top of it. Oh, well.
Yeah, no xylitol. And make sure you read your peanut butter jars, because they put it in peanut butter these days.
It's birch sugar now. Also,
birch sugar?
Birch sugar.
It's good to know.
And some other names. And it's xylitol. And, yeah, you have to be careful with candies, with gum, dogs especially.
818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
A golden retriever helped to save her owner's life, and now she's being honored with an award for her heroism. The pup named Polly noticed something was wrong with owner Adam Cook's breathing as he slept in their home in Ireland in March 2024, according to the British Heart Foundation. The concerned pet began barking, which alerted her other owner, Hannah Cook, who quickly realized her husband was in cardiac arrest, she recalled to the foundation. Hannah told BBC News that at first, she thought her husband, 37, had stopped breathing after choking before realizing he was in cardiac arrest. She made an emergency call and a paramedic walked her through how to care for her husband, including CPR, until the ambulance arrived. First responder showed up 7 minutes later, she told the BHF, and brought her husband straight to the hospital as soon as they possibly could. Adam, who the BHF described as a fit and healthy runner, woke up in the hospital 6 days later. He has since made a full recovery, according to the foundation. Any more minutes that went on, it would have been a very different story, his wife told the charity. With the cardiac arrest, everything I've learned since, it all happens in seconds, and Polly gave me those seconds, she echoed to BBC News. The golden retriever is so in tune with Adam, she told the outlet. After she barked, she was silent. I would say Polly knew before it was even happening. I would say Adam had just started the arrest as she barked. Speaking with Outlet himself, Adam said he wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Hannah and Polly. They are heroes, he said of the duo, and the BHF agrees. Both of them were honored as CPR heroes at the charity's 2025 Heart Hero Awards, which were held in London on Tuesday, November 25th. Adam nominated them for the honor, which goes to individuals who bravely stepped in to help save a life from cardiac arrest, according to the BHF website. The special night came over a year after Polly was reunited with Adam for the first time after the incident, in a moment he described to BBC News as emotional. Polly is part of the family, so I just wasn't shocked when I heard she had a big role to play, Adam said. I'm not going to shy away from it. I cried. I was in tears. I think she was too. She was whimpering because I think she was thinking, wow, you're back home. I didn't think you'd be back here. I love her to bits, Hannah added, of the Hero Pup. She is the best dog in the world. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
Listening to Talkin' Pets, pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401.
That's right. Pick my brain.
In that story, you know, dealing with human beings having heart attacks, I mean, I've had two. And in that case, do you see that in animals, that animals have, cats, dogs, many heart attacks?
Well, they definitely have similar heart issues. But actually having coronary heart disease to where they have heart attacks, it's really hard to... I'm sure that some must, but it's not like it is in people. I didn't see that. I saw cardiac disease for sure.
Now, I understand, too, that if you don't keep up on a dog or cat's teeth, that they could cause heart issues.
Well, just like us, you know, the bacteria that are in our mouth or in dog's mouth, cat's mouth, can seed onto the mitral valve. And if the mitral valve has bacterial growths on it, it's not going to close correctly. And then you have a backup of blood in the body. And so it can create heart problems. And then you get, you know, different valves having problems. You're either going to get right-sided, left-sided heart failure, either edema in the body or edema in the lungs, depending on which heart valve is not working right. And there are some breeds that have heart issues, like the Cavaliers, Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, which is what I want to have.
Great dogs.
Cavalier.
Really cool-looking dogs.
I don't know what about my tuxedo cats will think about that, but I want a dog again. I haven't had a dog for 6 years now.
Yeah, that's why I don't get one. I've got three rescue cats. Then this is their house. I just live here. So it's like, you know, I have to ask them if it's okay.
Well, I want somebody to love me more than the cats.
I don't know. My kitties do a good job with me. I could not imagine not having them here. They lay there and watch TV with me. This morning, Shadow, my black cat, was laying on the couch and mesmerized because I watched those animal shows in the morning.
Right.
And she was watching elephants and everything else. She was mesmerized by the whole thing. So that always fascinates me. But by the way,
let the games begin.
It's time to name that animal sound, and if you know what animal makes this sound, pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401, and you can be a winner of a product, and you can go with Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks by Vitacraft for your cats. You can go with SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. You can also go with Good Pets Foods, dog treats, supplements for your dogs. We have books on Pets, 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 as well as the dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I have CDs from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood, the reptile music CDs. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. And we have a calendar on Walks of the World, which is a desk calendar. Or you can go with the sloth calendar, which is a wall calendar. And we have Silly Beads by Kayla. And the things that you could choose from there are, Kayla?
There's two NFL pens. One is Kansas City and one is San Francisco. There's a keychain that says, "All I need is coffee and my dog." There is a Stanley Cup handle charm that is Starbucks. And there's a badge clip holder.
A Stanley Cup?
Yeah, Anne's looking for him now. So this is the sound. A fact about them, they can remember the solution to tasks for up to 3 years. It's definitely not a dog.
And it's definitely in this book, too.
Oh, yeah, you can go with the book, too. Animal Fairy Tales. We have that children's book, too, so you can choose that as well. I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me of that. What creature makes that sound? They can remember the solution to tasks for up to 3 years. That's pretty good.
I wonder why they forget it after 3 years.
Dogs forget it after 3 minutes. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. If you think you know what the answer to that is, take a guess. You might be right. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Hey, I'm Ann Lamprin.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And Talkin' Pets.
Calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean? And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff.
So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. An elephant baby is on the way at National Zoo. Back in April of 2024, Nilin, a 12-year-old Asian elephant, and Spike, a 44-year-old Asian elephant, conceived a baby. Now, the National Zoo says it is cautiously optimistic that Nilin's calf will be born sometime between mid-January and early March. Asian elephants are an endangered species, with fewer than 50,000 left in the world. That's why this was a long and planned out process. Spike and Nilin were first recommended to breed by the Association of Zoos and Aquarium Species Survival Plan in 2022, because their unique genes will help strengthen genetic diversity. Nilin and her mother, 22-year-old Throng Ni, arrived at the National Zoo in fall 2022 as a gift from South Holland's Rotterdam Zoo in the Netherlands. Spike is on loan from Zoo Miami and has been at the National Zoo since spring 2018. He came from Busch Gardens, Tampa Bay. Asian elephant pregnancies last between 18 and 22 months. Along with Nilin, Throng Ni, and Spike, there are also 51-year-olds Bozy and Swanner, and a 35-year-old Maharani. Throng Ni was also impregnated by Spike at the same time as Nilin, but after she showed signs of intense discomfort, on October 30th, the zoo did hormonal testing and no longer believes the fetus is viable. Spike and three other calves, but sadly, none of them survived. Breeding Asian elephants in human care is worthwhile for many reasons, not the least of which is the species is critically endangered, said Robbie Clark, elephant manager and acting curator of Elephant Trails. Our team has been working tirelessly to set Throng Ni and Nilin up for success, and we were hopeful that both would have healthy calves. While that is not likely in the cards for Throng Ni, we are excited to see how she steps into her new role as grandmother. And Nilin's birth widow approaches. Her health and well-being are top of mind. And we are prepared to offer support every step of the way through labor, delivery, and beyond. Reporting, I'm John Patch.
It's an Asian elephant!
Spitting to death is a serious symptom, most notably observed in the Florida Keys, caused by neurotoxins from certain algae blooms that are harmful. While less common, spitting can also be caused by other factors like the whirling disease parasite affecting salmon and trout, or in aquarium fish from severe stress due to poor water quality. In Florida, USA recent event, The leading cause is a combination of toxins from multiple species of dinoflagellates, a type of microscopic algae. The toxins have a neurologic impact on the fish, leading to disorientation and the spinning behavior. Hundreds of fish from over 35 species were observed spinning and thrashing, sometimes beaching themselves and dying between 2023 and 2024. Researchers are investigating how environmental factors such as warming waters contributing to the algae blooms. In other species, salmon and trout, a microscopic parasite called Myxobolus cerebellus causes a condition called whirling disease. The parasite affects the fish's cartilage and spine, causing neurological damage. Young fish may swim in a whirling or corkscrew motion, developing a black tail, and can die if the infection is severe. In aquarium fish, severe stress is the most common reason for this behavior. Stress can be caused by poor water quality, like low oxygen or high ammonia, overcrowding, or incompatible tank mates, all of which can lead to neurological distress. Besides spinning, symptoms of stress include erratic swimming, hiding, or lack of appetite. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Ann Lamprew.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads.
Laughing happy fish heads in the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads.
Come on, Kay, I know you love this song. It's your favorite song of all.
I'm playing it on the way home.
I have many, many friends that are fish heads. They love the band Fish.
Is that
P-H-I-S-H.
Oh, okay. All right.
P F I S H.
No, it's P H I S H.
P H I S H. Yeah, fish heads. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, they're okay.
The animal sound is still out there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it sounds like. If you know the answer, you win a prize.
You want this animal to be your friend.
They can remember the solution to tasks for up to 3 years. Medium sized mammals native to North America. They're known for their markings on their face. I'll leave it at that. And they are also known at many times of washing their food before they eat it. What animal is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call if you think you know what animal that is. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call, and you could be a winner of one of the prizes. So call now, and we want to know if you know what creature that is. And again, it sounds like this. 818-818-6401.
What's up? This is Kesha. And whatever holiday you celebrate, I hope it's a rad one.
Sounds like Kesha. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. Dr. Ann, yep. Bones with dogs, and you don't really see a lot of cats, but so there are some bones that you say are okay, but there's bones that are not, like chicken, turkey, bad.
Well, it depends on what your dog is used to. There are some people that feed raw diets, and in that they feed raw bones. But they have to be, there are certain bones that should not be fed even to dogs that are on raw diets. And I believe I recall it actually was, like in chickens, you don't want to feed them the legs that have that little spickling thing on it. The tibia, fibula part. Sorry.
Yeah, a little spike. Yeah.
The words.
Have another drink.
It's just a little bit of Kahlua in that coffee. I need to stay away. And but for other dogs, don't feed cooked bones. I don't care what if they're on a raw diet. Don't feed them cooked unless it's sardines, okay? Feed cooked sardines if you want to. And it's really good for them, actually, because then they get good calcium from bones. That's cooked sardines. It's not raw. So preferably no raw bones, please, unless you have your dog on a raw diet already and you have other things around that bone that's in the stomach, because you don't want to feed just bones. I've had animals come in that got into bones, and it was not a fun procedure to get those things taken care of.
I mean, splintering of bones could be, can rupture like the intestines
the
and so on and
bones.
So forth.
Cooked bones will do that. But the raw bones, they have to chew them in a certain way to get them actually into their intestines. So most dogs that are in raw diets can handle raw bones, but there are some you should not feed, like the chicken legs.
But there still is a risk, though, on some of those bones. So you're taking a risk.
Yes.
I mean, what do you think about, you know, one big thing, too, I see out there quite a bit are antlers, like deer antlers and all.
Deer antlers are so darn hard that they'll crack that big tooth in the back, called the cardasal tooth. It'll crack it. And then you end up with a tooth that has a slab fracture off the side, and then you have bacteria going up, and then they lose that tooth. No, antlers, in my opinion, are too friggin' hard.
Now, when you say, like, lose that tooth, I mean, in terms of, like, that tooth will have to be pulled?
Yeah, that tooth. Okay. And that's a pain in the patootie tooth to pull. Too.
How would you know that, other than seeing it, how would you know that the dog had pain?
They're chewing on one side. They're wincing when they're chewing on that side, and if you lift the lip up, you can see that there's a part of the tooth missing. And then you get inflammation of the gum right by that area.
So you can also get an infection in the gum?
Yep, and all the way up the tooth root.
And what do you do if you do get an infection of the gum from a cracked tooth that a dog or even a cat may have?
Now, some veterinarians are dental experts, and they can actually do root canals in teeth now. Yeah, it's really cool. So you don't have to pull the tooth. So you have to, for that kind of thing, unless it's really obvious, you need to get to a veterinary dentist and see if they can save that tooth, because that's a major tooth to grind the food.
I think
they don't grind food.
I think that's amazing, though, the fact that, you know, there are dentists out there for dogs now and all. But, you know, with us, we have dental plans. I don't know about the pet insurance. I've been asking them to come on the show forever.
Yeah.
I don't know if they cover the dental. Maybe they do. But the other thing, too, is with these dentists and dental, would the pricing probably be around the same as humans, or do you think maybe it's different?
I'm sure it's much different. But most of the time, you know, I got into the veterinary profession before we really had insurance for pets. And it's a big game changer that people can actually do these things now that they could not do before because they couldn't afford it. And, you know, I need to be a veterinarian because I have cats at home and I don't want to have to pay veterinary prices.
Yeah, I mean, it can be expensive.
Yeah, it can be expensive because it's out of pocket most of the time.
Right.
And most of us have insurance. You know, for people, it's a little different. And more special. You know, we still think our pets are property, which keeps my insurance rates, my liability insurance down. And, you know, a lot of people don't think pets are property, but legally they are.
I think that's, if it doesn't change, I think it will change eventually, because I think people think too much of their pets. They consider them family. They consider them an extension of the family.
Yes.
So I think eventually that's going to roll out where it's going to be considered property.
Well,
I don't know.
I hope now, because my liability insurance will go through the friggin' roof.
No, that could be. Hey, that animal sound.
I treat them like they're not property.
Animal sound is still out there.
Oh, what is that? What is that masked bandit?
She just gave a big hint.
Whoops.
No, I'll repeat it. A masked bandit.
Bandits.
What is it? If you know what that animal is, call 818-818-6401 and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. They're primarily nocturnal. If you see them during the day, they could have rabies. 818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica, experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever Creator Summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators of small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
The tiny, fluffy chihuahua shuffling past you on the street may be part wolf. According to a new study led by scientists at the American Museum of Natural History and the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History, close to two-thirds of all dog breeds have a detectable amount of wolf DNA. The wolf ancestry revelation was published in Proceedings at the National Academy of Sciences on November 24th. Altogether, the majority of dogs today have low but detectable levels of post-domestication wolf ancestry that has shaped their evolution and conferred unique advantages to their survival in diverse human environments. The wolf DNA detected in two-thirds of dogs during this study is not genetic material left from when dogs evolved from wolves over 20,000 years ago. Instead, scientists have found its likely DNA traces from when it was more common for wild wolves and domestic dogs to interbreed several thousand years ago. Scientists embarked on the study to determine how much wolf DNA is present in modern-day dogs, since it is now rare for wolves and dogs to breed. Their research found that 64% of current dog breeds contain traceable wolf DNA in a few thousand years ago. Even chihuahuas were revealed to be a little wolf, with the study of finding that 0.2% of the breed's DNA traces back to wolves. Dog breeds with the most wolf DNA include Grand Anglo-Francais tricolored hound, which has roughly 5% wolf DNA, Salukis, and Afghan hounds as well. Of course, not all breeds were touched by the wolf DNA. St. Bernards tested negative for wolf DNA, suggesting modern-day St. Bernards likely had recent ancestors with little contact with wolves. Study CBS News reported that the study found Arctic sled dogs and hunting dogs were dog breeds, most likely to have wolf ancestry, while terriers and scent hounds were the least likely. The study's lead author, Audrey Lynn Agerster, postdoctoral scholar in bioinformatics and computational biology at the American Museum of Natural History, told Phys.org that the findings reveal that dog genomes can tolerate wolf DNA up to an unknown level and still remain the dog we know and love. Most dogs are a little bit wolfy, she added. Hey, visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Difficult time believing that there's even an ounce of DNA in a chihuahua of wolf DNA. Can you see a chihuahua running with the wolves? I kind of see it as a meal.
Yeah.
Or a toothpick.
Well, I don't know. I know some dogs and people have had their pets
DNA tested,
identified, and I just have to laugh. you know, I don't know that it's really that accurate in some of these cases I've seen. I'm going, how much percentage of what? Are you serious for that dog? Oh, come on.
I mean, you never like, know. Kay, you had your dog DNA tested.
I did.
And what did that come back as?
I don't remember.
But I know Golden Retriever was...
Golden Retriever, Lab, and there was something else.
And your dog was like... Well, your dog was a Lab, right?
She was a Lab Golden Retriever mix.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Then hers came back accurate.
This is like a 20-pound dog, and it said it had like 40% pit bull in it. And I'm going, okay.
I mean...
40% and it's 20 pounds. Okay.
I'm not a DNA scientist, but who knows?
I don't know.
But people always like to know what their dogs are made up of. Hey, so the animal sound that we were talking about goes like this. And it takes a professor to know what it is. And we're going to go out to Professor John out in Idaho. Hey, Professor John, how are you?
Pretty good, John Patch. How are you and the clam?
Doing good. Happy holidays to you out there in Idaho.
Same to yourself. I can't believe nobody's guessing on this because they're a terrible little critter. It's a raccoon.
Yeah.
Well, I would say, yeah, you're absolutely... The professor knows all. He's only been wrong a handful of times.
Yeah, like a whole bunch, like the salmon one with the Santa.
Yeah, well. Yeah, but hey, everybody has errors once in a while, but you're usually pretty much right on, and you were on with that, the raccoon. I was surprised nobody guessed on the raccoon as well. But so what do you want to go with? Pick something that you haven't won before.
Do you have a wall calendar?
I have the sloth calendar. You want that one?
Yeah, would you send it, please?
Yeah, I use the wall calendars, too, because I like to put my appointments and everything on them. So, I got to see the doctor tomorrow, and then I got to see the doctor the day after that.
Thursday.
Yep, that's it. 100%. Doctor.
Yeah.
So,
did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. I was at Kayla, my niece, at her house, and she cooked a great meal, actually. I was kind of surprised.
That's kind of rude.
Was that a shoe that was thrown at you?
Yeah.
It was good.
It's a slipper.
It was good. I even brought some home, actually. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Well, John, did you have a good one?
Yeah, we had a good one. We just stayed here at home and dodged the people, so it was good.
You know, I think a lot of people, a lot of people that I know, stayed home. But they said transportation was up and people were traveling. They said that was up, and I don't know.
Yeah. We took a meal out to a friend that has to stay home because her dog is really, 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 really old and needs help multiple times a day.
Well, on that note and on this music, that means we got to say goodbye. John, hold on so I get your address and everything, and we'll get that sloth calendar out to you. It's all sloths in all different positions. Spay and neuter your... Spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. Thanks for joining us. This is Talkin' Pets. Say goodbye. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.